This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The escalating trade war between the U.S. and China has been center stage in recent weeks, but there's a whole other front there as the U.S. hardens its line on trade. I'm talking about the other massive trade partner, Europe. President Trump is talking about imposing $4 billion worth of tariffs on the Europeans over subsidies for the European plane maker Airbus. From the Marketplace European desk in London, Stephen Beard reports.
Compared with the storm raging between the US and China, transatlantic trade relations are for now relatively calm. Yes, American tariffs on steel and aluminum imports did cause fury in Europe last year and triggered retaliatory European measures. But overall, says Andrew Kenningham of Capital Economics, the impact has been muted.
Well, the tariffs on steel and aluminium have not been big enough to have an effect at a macroeconomic level. You know, they've been a headache, but nothing more than that.
The latest flare-up over subsidies for Airbus could be a different matter. If the US goes ahead and slaps $4 billion worth of tariffs on European produce like sausages and cheese, it could, says Nick Marrow of the Economist Intelligence Unit, have more damaging repercussions.
It could completely derail U.S.-EU trade negotiations, which to date haven't really lifted off the ground. And so if the U.S. does move forward with these proposed tariffs, that's going to kill a lot of the goodwill before the negotiations even begin.
There's an even bigger worry. If, come November, President Trump decides to jack up the tariffs on the imports of European cars, it could, says Andrew Kenningham, badly dent Europe's biggest car maker and dominant economy.
It would come at a time when the auto sector anyway is struggling. And so it could potentially push Germany into a recession.
But oddly enough, says economist Peter Holmes of Sussex University, the sharp escalation in Trump's trade war with China has perversely given some Europeans cause for hope.
There's a general feeling that while he's obsessed with China, he's probably not going to start a war with such intensity on the EU.
There's a deeper unease here, however, that the US-China trade war could exacerbate the slowdown in world trade and even herald the beginning of the end of globalization. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.